Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif now has ordered best medical treatment to be given to all those who have been injured. And the recent update that we have right now is that two people have died as a result of the suicide bombing, and three people have been injured in the Skuri Road Imam Barga blast, which happened 10 to 15 minutes earlier. Two people have died as a result of the suicide bombing, and according to our reporter Ali Ehsan, he said that one bomber exploded himself and the other could not explode himself, so people are trying to defuse that suicide vest. And the breaking news is that two people have been killed and three people have been injured in the Imam Barga blast, and about two people have died as a result of this incident. Again, sectarian violence, another episode of sectarian violence that we have witnessed in Imam Barga on Khuri Road in the suburbs of Islamabad. And according to the spokesperson PIMS, two people have been killed and three people are still injured in the Imam Barga blast, which occurred about 15 to 20 minutes earlier on the suburbs of Islamabad. The area has been cordoned off. The rescue teams have arrived there, and all the injured people have been shifted to the hospitals. Emergency has been declared in all the hospitals of Islamabad and Rawalpindi, so as to meet any demands of the injured people. Emergency has been declared in all the hospitals of Islamabad and Rawalpindi. As a result of this blast, so far two people have been killed and three people have been injured in the Khuri Road Imam Barga blast. This information has been given by spokesperson PIMS, Dr. Aisha, who was talking to the media a few moments back. She gave these figures, the official figures, where two people have been killed and three people have been injured in the Imam Barga blast. Another very incident of sectarian violence that we have witnessed in the suburbs of Islamabad. Now, Ali Ehsan is online with us on the telephone to talk more on this. Ali, can you hear me?
Yes, I am.
Right, Ali, as we were talking, one suicide bomber has killed himself and blasted himself, and the other, the blast did not go off. So did that person get killed or is he still alive?
No, Fahim, as I told you before, there is only one attacker. Only part of his jacket, suicide jacket, exploded. There was no second attacker.
There was no second attack. Right. And according to recent figures, we have two people dead, three injured in PIMS. Are there any more injured people who are being taken to the hospital?
Yes. Rather unfortunately, two of the people who were injured while they were being shifted to PIMS hospital succumbed to their injuries. They died. We're getting also PIMS as
right.
Ali,
we'll continue talking to you. Right now we have our correspondent Shabir Ahmed Wagra from PIMS Hospital. Shabir, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Shabir, what is the situation in the hospital right now?
There's a lot of people over here, and there is a lot of rush of people who are injured, and also the people who have came here to know about their dear ones. But right now, just a few minutes before, PIMS spokesperson Dr. Aisha came out and she spoke to the media, and she confirmed that there are two killed and 10 are injured in the hospital. Out of injured, 2 are in critical condition, and all other injured are not in so much critical condition. But so far, it is confirmed that there are 2 killed and 10 injured, out of which, 2 others are still in the operation theater and in the critical condition. And when I even talk to different sources in, law enforcement agencies, they also confirmed that actually incident happened in a way that a suicider who tried to enter in this Imam Barga, and when the guards have stopped him, he just threw out a couple of hand grenades. And then a guard shot him, and he got the bullet, and as well as he tried to blow himself up, but he could not due to his jacket or other instrument, hand grenades could not go out, blew up properly, but he died with a small blast because
Shabir, can you tell us about more injured people being shifted to the hospitals? So far, we know that there are 10 injured people that have been shifted, as the spokesperson PIMS said. Any new updates?
Yes, they said that 10 are like 10 injured are under treatment, but otherwise no other people are coming, because they have taken few people to the like district headquarters hospital in Pindi as well, but the major chunk came to the PIMS. So I came to PIMS for this reason, and she confirmed that the latest is that 2 killed, 10 injured.
And Shabir, have the bodies been identified?
Yes, the two killed, she gave the name Ghulam Hussain and Abdul Shakur, who are killed. And no further information so far available that from which area they were, but their name is Ghulam Hussain and Abdul Shakur.
Thank you very much. That was our correspondent Shabir Ahmed Vagra giving us the details of the situation in the hospital.